Today we're holding on Daf Lamed Gimel. We got up to about one fifth of the way down. No, we did even better than that actually. We did a quarter of the way down. We're up to Rabbi Akiva's Rosh of Ketziva Chayyot. So yesterday we learned that the basis of the Machlokas of the Rabbi Akiva's Pshat and Beis Hillel, and it's mutter even for Rabbi Kefavi, and Beit Shammai's Isser for Rabbi Kefavi, based on the process of the Kechazei Atzufar of the Shoka Truma, that we give Zapka Kayanim, and not even Yisrael, and Koshikain Akum don't have a right to eat a Bukhar. According to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel Taina, that Zapka said by a town, Kechazei, while shaking by a bomb boom, we learn it out from Kitzvi V'chayot, the din of Hashameva Tohor Yagdav Yochlenu. So this is where we're up to. Rabbi Akiva Taina, Kitzvi V'chayot, tells me even Avedus Tefoni. The Ida, plus the Kitzvi V'chayot. If you remember, we have three separate references to Kitzvi V'chayot in Re'e. If you recall, we went through this earlier in the Sefer. You recall the first Kitzvi V'chayot is a reference to Suvei HaMukdash. The way we know that is from the second Tzvi V'chayot. The second Tzvi V'chayot is clearly a reference to Basar Taiva, because over there it says V'feresh Ki Achiv Hashem Elokecha Zidulecha Kasher Diber Lach V'amar Tochlo Basar Kisaven Nafshecha Lachol Basar. So we have Tochlo Nafshecha Tochlo Basar. Is that to protect you from the fan, or that's from the sun up on top of the mountain? Let's see. So then it says, "Ach, kasher yachel at tzviva tayor kein tochlenu hatameva to yachtav yochlenu." Now, before this, it says also the din of, sounds like the same thing. Kishon lochot pentala olotecho b'chol makom asher tireh. אם במקום אשר יבחר השם באחד שבטך, שם תעלה עולותך, רק בכל אבת נפשך תסבח ואכלת בשר כברכת השם אלוקיך אשר נתן לך בכל שעריך, הטמא והטהור יאכלנו כתבי וחיו. Again, כתבי וחיו. So Rashi points out, what is that talking about כתבי וחיו? ומה הכתוב מדבר? Is it referring to בשר תאווה the way it seems to be? רק בכל אבת נפשך? It can't be, because it, just a few lines later it says Ki Yachiv Hashem Elokech V'amato Chla Basar, etc., etc. So clearly, that's the parsha of Basar Ta'ava. So what is it referring to over here? Rak B'chol Avat Nafshechat Tisbach Yachalta. It's got to be a reference to Psulei HaMukdashim. So that means that Chulin Basar Ta'ava is compared to Tzvi V'chayot. We know why that's true. Because the truth is that according to the drasha we had earlier, all the way in the beginning of Chulin, the whole mocker of Shechita by Chulin comes from this pasuk. That actually, as the Gemara said over there, Mala Badu Mitzviva Ayah, Areza Ba Lilameh Benim Tzalamah, just like Shulei HaMukdash, it says the Fresh Vizavakta, so too Tzviva Ayah, which couldn't possibly be anything but Chulin, is Vizavakta. So from there you see there's a lot of Zvi on Chulin. It's a very fundamental image. The Tzvi V'chayot that was said above is a reference to Suvei HaMukdash. We've used it in many ways. One of the ways that we spoke about it was Tzvi V'chayot of Potter Minah B'chora. And just like Tzvi V'chayot are not included in Sonechal B'chalecha, so to Suvei HaMukdash and not have children and not before even B'chora. Okay, we had a number of limudim. There's also a separate Kitzvi V'chayot that's said by Zohar later on in Re'eh, in exactly the same structure that we have over here. Where over there it says this, the same thing, and it says mamish the same lashon of Kitzvi V'chayot. So therefore, it says the Gemara. Because it's a shelter. One moment and we shall find him. The Cholabatna shall also say, oops, sorry, no, that's the wrong one. What's going on? Why don't I do something? We had a problem. Tzvivayal by Bechor. We have three separate Tzvivayals that are mentioned. Okay, so if that's the case, so here we have towards the end, right before the parasha Samaritan that we always read, so it's Ne'ashem Makav Tochlenu Shana B'Shana, Yishorecha Tochlenu, Atzanei V'Ator Yaakov, Ketziv V'Katziv V'Kayo. Three Tzivayos. Earlier in the Masechta, we darshaned each one about why it mentions slightly different language about Rakesh Tomo, Lototel, Lototelem, and so on. We darshaned that. But here we want to darshan the three Tzivayos. So Beit Hillel was finding that Tzivayos comes to tell me that you can eat a Bechor even as an give a Bechor even to an Ovid Kekorim, in the same way you could give a Tzivayos to an Ovid Kekorim. Says the Gemara, what would be those who argue under the Akiva's Pshat and Beis Hillel, how would they learn Tzvivayot to eat up? Tzlatzot Tzvivayot Tzvi. We have three separate Tzvivayot. Chav Lekir Reb Yitzchak Kukur Reb Eishia. One comes to tell me that Rasha Reb Yitzchak Reb Eishia, which was the case that we had a strange situation of using a single animal of Tzvam of Dashim to draw a wagon. Since the Torah calls it a Tzvi Vayol, you're being over on Kilayim, because you have a Tzvi and an Ayol drawing you the wagon. Okay. That's a different Tzvi Ham and Dashim. The Edar, the other one, is comes to tell me, Chad, is the Rebbe Lezer HaKafar Barivi, which is the most famous. He tells me that he is of Shkita Minatera. Now there's a Bozen Lama, even in Salonat. The Edar, last one is to tell me Matzvi Vayok Tzurimen HaBakura Av Tzulei HaMugdashim Tzurimen HaBakura, but you don't have an extra Tzvi Vayok to tell me that your mutter even to give it to another Kutabim. Turn around. B'chor Ein Machimi Oto L'Nidot Tzvi Beit Shammai U'Beit Halel Omrim Machimim Oto L'Nidot. So here in a further expression of this question of whether B'chor maintains halachas of kedusha after it becomes a bar mitzvah. Tainus Beit Shammai, it seems to run against the Persha pasuk. It says the Persha Tamei V'Atzor Yachav Yochlem. He said, no, you can't give the Bechor to an Eda. Was Beit Shammai, Beit Hillel says you certainly can. What's Beit Shammai's reasoning? Yitzivu v'soram yelecha kechazeyat tufa. So just like Mahas and Eda is low. Just like a Nida is not allowed to eat Kachin Kali, which is the Chazayat Nufah, Hapoch a Nida is low. And Beis Hillel says, well, of course, but that would only be if it's a Tam. So then it's like the Chaz of Ashok, as he said before, L'gabi Akilas Akum, Yisroel. So Hani Nida Tam, Abba Balmum, Hatzamei V'Hatzahor Yachdav Yochlen. When it comes to Balmum, the terrible perish is not here even Achilas Kileim. Ubeit Shammai says, yes, the Torah is Matir B'Perish, but Hani Milei Hecha De'in Tumai Yotzah Lav Migufo. Aval Hecha De'Tumai Yotzah Lav Migufo Lo. We have no right to say that HaTamei V'Ator Yachdav would include even Anita, because we know that the Torah is Machalik between Tuma that comes from outside of yourself and tumor that comes from inside. How do we know this? The ash from the polar rachamana bein tuma yotza alav migufo levein tuma she'en ba yotza alav migufo from the famous case of korban pesach. It's done. A pesach sheba betuma, if rove of the tzibur is tamei betuma tzmeis, that doesn't mean that someone who is a Zahar, a Mitzorah, or a Zafat, or a Nidah, or a Yoledah, is also allowed to bring the Korban Pesach, to eat the Korban Pesach. Even though everybody else is eating it for Tuma, they can't eat it for Tuma. So you see that even though the Torah was matir, HaKrabas HaPesach for Tuma was not matir in a case of Tuma Yotzev HaMigufa. So what does it have to do Tuma Yotzev HaMigufa? Over there, it's a different halacha. It's also in the Goli Rachmana Tamei Nefesh. It's because the din of Hakrava the Tuma is said on Tumas Nefesh Tadaka, which is Tumas Nefesh, and not on other Tumas. Where did you get the idea that the distinction involves Yotze Migufo in that? There's other Tumas that are not Yotze Migufo, and that nonetheless are Mitzamehu. Okay, here it doesn't say anything about something nefesh. Here it simply says hatamei v'hatahor. Where do you get the idea that hatamei is dafka tamei? That's not yotzei migufa. Stomachs me. Lo shna yotzei migufa, lo shna yotzei migufa. Some have one. Now there's an interesting brisa that says that ein margilin v'bechor, that you cannot go and be margil of a cannot go and be margil of a chor. Remember that margil means you want to use this entire skin so that it's airtight. And therefore, instead of slitting the skin down in such a way that pulls it open along the length of the animal, you make a small hole by the leg, and then you pull the entire skin by stretching it off so that it remains essentially whole, and all you need to do is sew up that one small area. That's generally used when you want to use it, let's say, for a bellows. Now, it's actually airtight. You don't do this on Yom Tov, because it's a tremendous tirka to do. And Tayotze Bohem Ardilan Bebechor, you cannot do this on a behemoth before, or on a behemoth of Shulei HaMukdash. Now, what's the reason? Today, Shleima Yom Tov, because I'm here for the Lukas. I don't need this or on Yom Tov. It's not actually less nefesh. So why am I being much yet to take off the or in this fashion? But Bechor, what's wrong with being Margil of Bechor? Bechor man etana. Who is the mucker of answering illegal, meaning taking off the skin in such a difficult way on a Bechor? Omrach is the Beit Shammai. It's the same Beit Shammai who says that ein makrinin oto l'nidot below. So according to Beit Shammai, that means that we view a Bechor as retaining its Kedusha, even though it's a Baal Mum, not like Beit Hillel. So in the same way that we would not do the Margilin on a town because it's considered to be a Bizoyan of Kodesh, the reason it's a Bizoyan is because in order to get this done, you have to be very careful not to slice the oil in any way. So how do you separate the or from the pasar? You often have to cut a little bit. So you're going to stick in your knife and you'll cut further down into the pasar because you want to avoid making any cut in the or. You know, you can't really see what you're doing. So mumela, it ends up being a bizoyan then in the pasar of the kosher because you're throwing away all that extra pasar and so on. And so maybe we answer even a Bechor Baal Mum, because a Bechor Baal Mum, according to Beit Shammai, in the same way you can't be makala to Anita, you also shouldn't be naive in anything else differently than you would at time. Now, who's the Magi Amar who says, V'logit Suleya Mutashim, why can't you be makala on Suleya Mutashim? Matana, Amar Fister, Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon. It's not, I use it for not shtei chataot. Achat tmima, v'achat ba'alat mum. Tmima tikarev, ba'alat mum tifadev. We have a very interesting case over here. You will recall that there are chamesh chataot metot, as Havok Lomosh HaMissinah. One of the cases of a chataat hametah is where the ba'alim was nitchaper in a different chatas because this one was lost or something else. Now in this particular case, you had two chatzos. You were afraid maybe something would happen to one of the animals. You made them both kadosh, one of them is backup to the other one. The moment that you would go and be mischaper with one, the other one would now become fossil as mischaper habalim b'asheres. What happens over here is that one of the two chatzos becomes a balmum, and you're now poda this chatzos before you check the other one. In that case, it's not a chatzos shenischapru bale abacher, and therefore the money is actually usable for tayf hamizbeach, and it's yibul and adava, like any other type of korban which I will be poda that I can't use. That same thing. Now what happens, and this is why it's so near our sugya, at what point after the pidyon does the linkage between the one that is going to be brought on the mizbeach and the one that is the balas mum, at what point is the linkage broken? Because as long as it has a shem chatas, then the moment that I'll check the other one, it will become possible. Very interesting situation. Right. Probably. That's just a chatasha. But it's like you have the intertwining of the status of two particles, right? So what you do over here is the moment that you turn one into a chatas, you actually use the kapor, the other one becomes possible. L'chora, wherever it is and whenever it is, unless you break that link. How do you break that link? The reason that this is Nogea Arsukya is very simple. Because if I can show that the link is maintained even after I'm Teira Balmum, and even after I check the Balmum, then I can say that the Man Yomer who would hold that it retains its shame chakras, even after I've already checked it, would be the Man Yomer who holds it. I can't pull off the skin, because it's still called a chakras. And that's exactly why we're bringing this. So therefore, we have over here a matched set, a pair of chatzaot. One of them is a tmima, and one of them is a balatmun. But what do we do? The tmima tikare, the balatmun tipade fire. Now, suppose nishkata balatmun. If I shafted the balatmun, then it depends. If achel on Yisrak damashel tmima, if I got in the shkita before I did the zrikat adam that turned the other one into a chatas, was b'chaper on me, the tmima, then once it's mutter already with the shkita, does it become usher any longer with the other one's zrika? But
if you bring the tmima?
The tmima, of course I bring. There's no question on the tmima, the question is on the balat mum.
What did you mean? What do you mean Nisra Damashot Tmima? The Tmima was in front, sir.
Okay. I'm bringing my regular carbon chatas. No question about the Tmima. Question is, at what point does the Balad Mum become a chatas in a Sapra Baalei Abatsaras? So as long as I didn't do the Zrika Saddam of the Tmima, the Baalim hasn't been Mishkata Baalei.
Even though you shared this already.
If I already checked the nishkata, if I already checked with the balat mum, in ad shalom nizrakat dama shel hatmima, if I haven't yet been zerik the dot, then that katas had not become a pair with a katas in kapur baal or
ba'acher.
No, I checked the balat mum first. Before I did the zerika.
No.
Let's try this again.
Yeah.
I'm paid at the Balmum. That's what you said I should do. Be paid at the Balmum.
Okay, yeah.
Now I'm going to go and do what I usually do. If I'm at the Balmum, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and shafted it. Somebody comes running in and says, hold on a second, this is going for about an hour. I said, what happened? Well, they just brought the other one in the Beit HaMikdash, which makes this one a chatash and a chatu balea. So you say, what time was that? It's 4 minutes after the hour I had already checked it. Says the Tanakam. In that case, it's mutter. Okay? Because you checked it before it became Osir as a kapra should it's kapra bala abakher. And once you check that it's already muteric, we don't start out saying, well, now it's okay. It already lost the chamber concepts. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon on them, I don't care if you already made your cholent. And then they went ahead and they were very good. Now the cholent becomes Osir Bahama. So I feel about it because they ran. When he's rugged, the marshal has to be Mahasura. And now it becomes Osir. Unbelievable situation. What does that show you? That according to him, even though it's in the Chalon part, it still has a din of a chatas. So therefore, if that's the case, if you now want to be margulate after the Shkita, according to him, what's the difference if you check for it? Still has a Kedushas chatas on it, and therefore you cannot treat it in such a way as to be pagan it with regal ha'or. Now the question is, why did we separate out the din of the Bechor Balmum from the din of Tzili Mukdash in Balmum? Why did we have to say that Bechor was going to live to Beit Shammai, and the din of Tzili Mukdash was going according to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon? I mean, aren't they consistent really with each other? It's the Gemara for Chista. Why did he do this? Look at Beit Shammai. I mean, why did he just say, look, according to Beit Shammai, even though a Bechor is a Balmum, nonetheless, he changed the din of a Bechor. Same thing is true of a Chatas. Therefore, you can't treat a Chatas as a Balmum. Any differently, you treat a Bechor as a Balmum. I said, Gemara, what are you talking about? How do you know that Beit Shammai would have applied his halacha even to Tzilei Mekdash? Dilma Akkam lo koma Beit Shammai ala Bechor. Zikidusha told me Rechem. Big difference. A Bechor has a Kedusha Mirechem, which is a innate Kedusha on it. The fact that the Torah would say that you can't feed it to Anita and so on, I understand. Something that's on that level of Kedusha. But Tzilei Mekdash and then Kedusha Tzilei Mirechem. Over there, Tzilei Mekdash, the Torah said, look, it's something, Kedusha was added after, which go ahead and be paid that. Once I paid it, who retains any of the dinim of the carbon that it once was? So they're low, then we're not going to go to such an extent to worry about the level of pigam. And why didn't you want to say the whole thing was going like Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon? Veluk Matsula, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Because Dilmahat Kavakam Ravasim Rasim 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 Rasim. On the contrary, there's also grounds to say that Tzilei HaMukdashim is more chamur. Because remember, Tzilei HaMukdashim retains a kedusha in it that can now be Tefes opinion. In which case, a Bechor, can you be paid a Bechor? No. So therefore, it's okay. Over there, the Torah is matzbid on it, and therefore retains kedusha. The Bechor, the law, the mitzvah, the yonon. A Bechor, however, is not powerful enough to be Tefes. And therefore, I'm not makbid on Zuchar as much as I would be makbid on Tzilei Mekdashim. Namela, I need to explain who the mocker is of each one of these din. I don't understand. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, let's say Kol Tzilei Mekdashim Mimkon Beitlis, Mishkatim Beitlis, Mishkamim Belitra, Amakivan Deita Rebachal Hedek Shalila. Wait a second, something's wrong. You're telling me that the reason I can't do legal by Tzilei HaMukdashim is because it's a bizoya. I'm being pagan because I don't understand. And the Mishnah that says the Farish, I mean, this is all coming under the Mishnah that said before that Tzilei HaMukdashim, you take the meat and you put it on a scale. You sell it in a butcher shop. The reason that the Mishnah said it's mutter to do so is because that way Haggish makes money. And ultimately, we want to make sure that Hegdish doesn't lose. So then, isn't there a bigger market for Behemoth that you're able to do regal on the R? If we're going to limit doing regal, so people will pay less money for the animal. So in one way, why are we not doing that? We're not doing that. How much even the Gerubach like to show you something that has money in it, Hegdish is missing. It's kind of because it's not more money. Bottom line is that because of the way that you do legal, you end up messing up the meat. The value of the animal is reduced by doing legal. as much as it's increased. Therefore, there's no additional monetary value. There's only a use. If somebody needs it, he needs it, but he's not going to pay more money for an animal than an animal would be worth for its buster. Because the bottom line is, if you'd have to pay more, the market would not sustain legal, because you end up losing too much money on the meat. So therefore, in terms of pricing, it averages out, and there's no point in being matir this yizoyim, this begam of hekdesh, just in order to allow the case for somebody happens to need a piece of skin in order to make a bellows. Mishmeder v'yama. Mishmeder v'yama, say, it is not over here a question. Forget about the whole, what we said before. The point over here is, because Yudesh Yerka, it's not a begam stop. There's a problem over here of regal, because of the fact that you use it, essentially, for machinery. It's used as a makor. In people's minds, that's the same as using kutchin with work.
Work.
You're looking at its energy output, essentially. And therefore, it lessens the sensitivity to the Isser Aveda. So this would be Isser Aveda for kutchin. Since over here I'm using now the or in this particular fashion, therefore it would be also according to everybody. It's not dependent, this is how Rashi learns. That's what we're showing apparently, whether we should learn it that way. But Rashi learns we're going back on the whole basic question, which we try to make this dependent on whether that's a shame, Chata still, right? Because we compared it to the question of the Chata Shemesa Baalea. The way Rashi learns, the Gemara essentially is saying, what does this happen with? Is it basically what we're really afraid over here is a general gezeira. It's not because this thing actually is usur to do this too. It's because of the fact that it causes a zilzul in Kodesh overall. There's another reason why this would be also according to anybody. The problem over here is, if a guy is able to sell for this particular purpose, he can make money on it for that particular purpose, he may not check this. Because he'll say, why should I check it today? And then all I'll do is I'll have the buzzer. You know what? Why don't I wait till I get an order for special usage? That's worth a lot more money. I'll make another 50% maybe. So therefore, let me hold on to it. If I hold on to it, and now it has kids, and yeah, who knows? I'm going to end up now with a lot of tzuliyah mukdashim, and somebody's going to end up doing an itzur gizavad later. And just like in other cases, we ask shemi yigadam in here too also. Yeah, but this is from the academy.
You understand
what this is? You got them or you got them? Very subtle distinction. When did you get that? You got down. You can say also. Does it do work? You did also, so you got down. But you weren't doing work. When you were doing work. How, the physical way that you do regal?
What the concept?
Normal skinning is you swipe the skin down the animal and you peel it off,
right,
like a coat.
You sort of pull and peel it.
No. You cut it, slice it first down the middle, and then it comes right off like a coat.
That's how they get it. Oh, yeah,
because
in the belly.
Yeah, you cut it up in the belly and the short. You pull it apart. Yeah, okay. It comes right out. This is very difficult. What you do is you pull the entire thing off of the feet.
Sort of like.
Yeah.
So that it doesn't get a hole in the middle?
There's no hole. It's a solid piece.
Thanks.
Solid round piece. So you can use it for air.
Right.
Air from Matzah. You want to make a bellows, it's the best way to do it. It's very hard to make it airtight after you have plastic. It's but that's the parasite thing that you get out.
Well, what
membranes are mammary.
Really
well, water bottles, I mean, it, you know, again, it's very large, yeah, but it'd be awfully heavy. The main usage would be my paw.
The
core, Shaochazot Dan, Afilu Nate, Emekizimodan, Divribian. A Bukhar now which has a serious medical problem, for instance, he got a sunstroke or something, very high blood pressure, it's about to die. Even if it's going to die, there's nothing you can do about it. You cannot be making stone because of the chashash that that hakaza will cause a permanent moment. It's not done properly. As long as you're careful not to make a mum, then it's okay. If lamaisa you end up making a mum, so then don't use that mum to shefta. So, okay, that way we avoid your playing games with us and saying that you didn't mean to make a mum. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, what's the difference? Yakid even apa pisho sema mum. Since now, it's a Dover Shana Miskavi, I have no interest in making a moon. So therefore, I should be allowed to be naked and not worry about making a moon. Says that the Brisa clarifies the Makokis moon. Turn her up on it. You're allowed to be making the dam, but you have to be careful that it should be B'mokum Shana Simbomun. Vein Makizin Lo Dam, B'mokum Shana Simbomun. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So here Rabbi Meir says, you're allowed to be makis, but not in a place where you're going to make a mum. Chachamim omrim, achim okum shosebo mum. Just be careful not to make a mum, and if you do, then ein shofatim, b'bat shalo yishkot alav alot mum. You can't shef if you made a mum on that place. Rabbi Shimon omer, ach nishkat alot mum. Now here Rabbi Shimon is saying, Yakis, but more than we saw in the Mishnah, you're even allowed to shech based on the mum that you made. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Akvilu Mei, Dein Mekizin Lo Tadam. But Rabbi Yehuda says, what the Tanakh Kama said over here, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, Ofar Sharfas Adam, Akvilu Mei, Dein Mekizin Lo Tadam, Dein Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Elazar was teaching his son. Master the Rabbi Elazar of prayer, some say, that it was actually not Rabbi Elazar, it was Chiya Bar Abba, who was teaching his son. And he taught him like this, you should know, k'machlokes kan, kach machlokes b'chavicho truma. So it's interesting, but the same complex sugya that we have here, we have separate sheets of Rabbi Meir, the Chachomim, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, lined up with the sheetas that we have in the machlokes of a chavicho truma, which is a very similar case. Because by the case of a chavicho truma, it's talking about over there where you have a suffix truma in a chavicho truma. So therefore, you're really in a bad situation. You can't use it. Because you can't use this oil or this wine. You can't use the wine because you look. Because maybe it's so hot. You're not a shemahavid. You can't drink it because maybe it's stomach. You can't burn it because it's wine. So therefore, you're in trouble. So what do you do? So now I have ways of getting my usage out of this wine. I could put it into a situation where it will become vanatame. I mean, that can be vanatame in order to be able to use it, like this bechor. I'll do an action to it, which will be matzirin, and at least that way I was matzirin for not being able to use it, which is dying, becoming asavano. And in fact, we find same approaches by the Chavit Shaltruma. This is not. Chavit Shaltruma. Shenolad basafek tuma. So Rabbi Eliezer Amarim Hayes, Abimokam Aturpa, Yamechad Abimokam Amutsna. The Blessed says, look, you have to be very careful with it. You're not allowed to, you have to keep watch over it not to become tummy. Imaitam Gulan, if it was covered so that something tummy might fall into it, Yichasena. Cover it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, imaita munach b'makom amutzna. Rabbi Yeshua says, on the contrary, if it was in a place where it was shamur, take it outside where something will happen to it. Imaita mechusa, You go in, uncover it, so that maybe something will fall in, and then at least you'll be able to use it for zilut. Rabbi Gamliel says, don't do anything. You don't take better care of it, don't take less care of it. Whatever happens, happens. So now, he told his son like this. Rabbi Meir, over here, who says that you are not allowed to, so therefore, I would say to you like this, that Rabbi Meir, actually, says the same thing as Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you still have to take care of it. You're not allowed to take any chances with it. And the Rabbanan, I would say, they're matzil over here. They say, go ahead, do what you got to do in order to save it. So they essentially are saying the same thing as Rabbi Yeshua. Put it outside and let a sheretz fall into it. And Rabbi Yehuda, I would say, basically holds like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says, don't do anything. And Rabbi Yehuda says, don't do anything. If it's going to die, it's going to die. You can't change the situation. So the sheikhs line up. That says the Gemara. I don't understand how he could say this. This poor child misleading him in this fashion. Who's to say that they line up at all? Dilma Akan Loka Omar. You know, how do you know that until now, maybe Rabbi Meir says over there, the Gavad be dying. What did he say? That you're not allowed to be Mekalkalit. That's because you'll be Mekalkalit be dying. Now, Shane came over here. I'm not doing anything to it. I'm leaving it outside. Something happens to it, it happens to it. So who's to say he wouldn't be made that you could do like Rabbi Yehoshua to leave it outside? What are you telling me, Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Eliezer? You have to take good care of it. Who's saying to take good care of it? All he said was, don't put your needle into it in a place where you might be able to cause a moon. Fine. No, I'm putting a needle into the truma. I'm leaving it open. So maybe he would agree with Rabbi Yehoshua. And the truth is that maybe the reason you were saying that Rabbi Eliezer would hold over here like Rabbi Meir, that's not true. The reason that Rabbi Eliezer holds by the truma that you have to take good care of it is because you may in the end be able to use this truma. How do you know that Eliyahu HaNavi won't show up today and tell you this truma is perfectly Torah? What's the matter with you, you jerk? You could have had this truma, and now you put it out there, and it became tameh. You should have been able to drink all of this wine. Therefore, you're mechuyev to be shame at this truma. What's Eliyahu HaNavi going to do about the high blood pressure of your bechor? That's none of his business. So the bechor is going to die. So over here, if it's going to die, maybe do something about it. After you shove it like mayans, if over here it's going to die, who's to say that Rabbi Eliezer would not have agreed to the Rabbana? Be careful, do it. Just, you can't check on that mum if a mum occurs. And furthermore, Atkan, Lokan Rabbanan Hacha, be Shavik Le Mayas. Now the reason the Rabbana said over here that you're allowed to do the act of making the Hakaz, even though it may cause a mum, that's because otherwise you're going to die anyway. I mean, that's a pretty big mum itself, isn't it? In the case of truma, maybe there's nothing wrong with this truma. How can I say, well, but I can't use it. I mean, what does that mean? Maybe they would be money criminally answer. Don't do anything to it that might hurt it. On the contrary, take good care of it. The Yad Khan.
The assumption that
you're
dying, sick enough to the practice of dying, but there's
consideration. Yeah, so we said, I feel amazing. What is it?
All of them agree?
Yeah, because otherwise it wouldn't be Matir Atalas Mum Manish. The reason we're Matir Atalas Mum directly is because Ein Lecha Mum Gadol Mizeh. No, but the Heter is in the case of Mace. He's saying, I don't care if it's going to die. It doesn't make any difference. They're saying, if it's going to die, then you can be making stuff. Yeah. The Atkan Lo Ka'omar, now the Shita adds over here to be Mechalik between Rabbi Yehoshua. So he puts in, How can Lokama Rabbi Yoshua Hassan? Besides, you're timing Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said you can be Gerim by leaving it outdoors that something should happen to it. That means that he would have been made to the Rabbanan over here. That you can take your syringe and you can poke a hole in the Bechor. He never said you could do anything to the Truba directly. All it said is, well, you could be Gerim. Abu Haka, the covered the Adayim. How do you know he wouldn't have held, if you're doing it with your own hands, he might say you'd have to protect it, the same way Rabbi Ezra said. So that doesn't prove anything. And I've got no from Rabbi Yehuda HaKa, Jikavadi Adai, Avalasam, the Grama. Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is very machner. Says you can't do anything. Of course you can't do anything, because you'll be doing something. That doesn't mean you have to protect it. The Rabbi Ezra says he has to move it to a Makama Mutsna. On the contrary, maybe I can even take the cover off. But I just can't do anything to be a dying. So maybe, Einar Kinami, he would agree to Rabbi Yoshua, to Rabbi Yoshua spiritually. But can look on the Rabbi Gamliel also the other way. I mean, you're timing that Rabbi Gamliel is saying the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda. Who says? Rabbi Gamliel maybe is saying over there that, listen, you know, you can't change anything. That's because at least there's a chance to be told. Abulhakati Shabak like Maya, it's over here. If you leave it, it's gonna die. So how do you know he wouldn't hope you can go all the way and make a movement like the Rambana? Besides, it's clear that the Shitas have nothing to do with each other. It's not a spora. The Od Hakha the Great Pligi, the Hakha the Great Pligi, as we will see. The real Machlokas over here is an understanding of the level of Shmira that the Torah wants you to apply to Truma or to Bechor. And therefore, the two Shitas are not meant to line up because they're not using a Sfora that's similar in the two cases. Where do we know that? Because Yom Rabbi Abarab, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, there are cases in which, similar to this, where you have, basically what happens is you've got a Bechor that has a mum in it, doesn't it? Because he's going to die as a mum. If you're going to now go ahead, and if worse comes to worse, you'll make another mum by doing the hakraza. So you're making a mum in an animal that has a mum. Now, the same thing is true of the truma in a sense. We're not worried about the shemini of oil, in its current circumstances, it's an unusable barrel. Is there a chiyuv of mishmer? Now, the shaila that we have similar cases in which something is already ruined, and the question is, I do something additional that is part of the same process. So we have now a number of different examples of such a thing, and it's interesting that all of the shitas are made of b'mechamet achar mechamet. Somebody who goes ahead now, and he is mechamet separately, the din of minochas, where you're not allowed to bring a mincha d'schametz, but you're also not allowed to bake the mincha d'schametz. So each thing is different. There's lo se'afeh chametz, v'lo se'aseh. So over there, let's say somebody now does the lisha, the chametz. Comes along another person says, oh, it's already chametz, so he bakes it. Is it separate? So it's mechametz after mechametz. You're doing different parts of the process. That's awesome.
The second mechametz is that person who's making the chametz,
right. Correct. But mamish is similar cases, misaris after misaris. Let's say you can detach a testicle, leave it in the scrotum. That's usr. So this is a lav. And you can actually remove that same testicle after it was detached. And you'd be chayiv in each one. Because the Torah says, ma'uch katut natuk v'charut. As we saw before. Imal koreit chayav al notek v'koshikin. And it's been. If you're chayav even for detaching only surgically, internally, the kosher pain, to actually remove it, you're certainly also. Elalah v'notik after koreichu chayavik. The chiddush is that you could be chayav separately on each act that adds a level of serious. Even though clearly it doesn't make any difference to its reproductive abilities, nonetheless, the Torah is saying the act per se is us. So where then do we have our Shaila? Dafke here, by Matil Mum Bebalmo. That's the question. So Rabbi Meir says what? It says, doesn't only say Kol Mum. It says Tamim, I mean Mum. It says Tamim Yelaratzon Kol Mum. Lo Yavo. It's very cold moon. The same moon, Lo Yavo. So that's the pshat on any level, whereas the Rabbanan says, Tamim Yiyeh L'Ratzon. It's a Tamim Yiyeh L'Ratzon. So only a Tamim that I could have brought L'Ratzon over there. Moon Lo Yavo. You have to make sure that's for the moon. If it's not a Tamim Yiyeh L'Ratzon, then what do you have to worry about the moon? What does Rabbi Meir do with the Tamim? What's the linkage of Tamim Yiyeh L'Ratzon to Kol Moon Lo Yavo? My Avidle. Miboyle Lamuti Balmum Mikoros. Well, wait a minute. That's talking about where was a Balmum already congenitally. Balmum Mikoros. I need a person to tell me that. Pshita. That's Dikla Biyama. I understand. That doesn't have any Kedusha in it. Now, this is not so fashion. Women doesn't have any Kedusha in it. A Bukhar that's born as a Balmum still has the same Kedusha as I grew up in it. Tosis is very troubled by this. And Rabbi, you're throwing it out as if, like, you know, to think what the Alma is. The whole point of Bukhar is that makes no nafkamina about when it was there, about when it was. Why can't it be talking about such a case? Okay, so the Tosis says that, look, we don't want to limit it to Bukhar. We see this pasuk as being an application to question in general. Therefore, we'd like to discuss what is the situation by Kola Kachim. And so Mimela, we make it a universal. I think, and if we talked about Mumun Mikoro Dakta by Bechor, we'd have to limit the process to Bechor. So Saka, right? So Ela Lamuti, Psule Amagosha Maka Pidyayan. Case is, you already paid him. So Saka, right? I mean, I hope you have to be easy about it. I might pay. Sarah says you have to treat this animal with certain levels of kedusha. Everybody's saying it. That there's an issue to your rights of gizavah, even though I already did pidyon. So maybe the Torah doesn't want me to go around putting a mum in it. If I can't hitch up my plow to it, because it's so unreasonable to say, since the Torah doesn't allow me to take a knife and to make a mum in it. So maybe the muminami leads to it. The marshmallow, tamini elarat, saying the Torah was only mocked it on making a mum in something which still has its original level of kedusha before a pidyon, that it had in it a mum yelaratzon. Kamar shmulam. And what about the pasuk of kol mum lo yevo? Rabbana nami haksib kol mum lo yevo. Kol mum seems to be mashma, even if it already had a mum, still can't be matal a mum. No. That's sometimes telling me something else. That's telling me that it's also to make a mum even al yedei grama, which is similar, but fascinating that we got to it in this case. Because, of course, that was the situation by the truma. I didn't do it via dying. It's interesting. We started from doing an act. We went to the truma where you don't do an act. Ended up with a machlokes about what is the relationship of the iser in bal mum to the direct act of a bal mum. How would you begin a bal mum equivalent to truma? I mean, it's not normal time, but what are you going to do to make a mum? Very simple. You take a piece of the dog's most delicious hamburger meat, you wrap the ozen abakar with hamburger meat, and you look the other way. Comes along doggy and is very hungry and eats the hamburger meat with a little bit of the bakar's ear while he's at it. So now, the Tanya mum lo yevo ein li ela shol yitein bo mum. That means you shouldn't make a mum be a dain. Minayin shlo yavid ve'lau batzek v'yanichen ala ozen kidei she'avo keller v'yokalena. These dogs, they like eating dates. I don't know. Well, that's fine. I don't see dates as being particularly attractive to dogs, but anyway. But a hamburger would certainly do the job.
Well. This is called in Mike Tyson.
That's right. Exactly. And that's a Bethania that I think. Oh, that's it. They grow up with things they like. Tamagoma, Kol Mum. It says, I'm a Mum, and it says Kol Mum. So therefore, one is to tell me directly, and one is to tell me. That's even the Grama. That's the psukim that they were arguing in when it comes to the din of bal mum, and we'll see tomorrow the psukim that they were arguing in when it came to truma. since the mocker is and had in the pasuk, you can't apply the same logic in one case as you can in the other.